Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Those lights are, there's one called the sun, one called the moon, another called stars, aren't they? And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. That's your sun and moon. And he made stars also. And by the way, when you get to Isaiah tonight with me, you're going to find out that God gave a name to every one of those stars. How many ever looked up and seen all those stars? They're innumerable. But God, when he was the creator, got a name for every one of them. Can you imagine? I get a kick out of people. They pay money to name a star. I'm just mad that I didn't think of that. So they actually sell rights to put your name, then say, that star is my name. Hello. What an idiot. Of course, I wouldn't want, I think it's wrong to do something like that for God anyways, but don't put a name on a star. God's already got a name on it. Amen. Let me make a plaque for the new building for you. Now that money we can use. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament and heaven and gave them light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night. And he divided the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And so you see here on the fourth day of creation, God made he made the stars, he made the sun, the moon. And God showing he's a creator. If you can turn to the book of Isaiah, I want you to see a couple verses. Isaiah 42:5. Boy, Jeannie Wilson gave me a verse. I'm going to preach him. I did a lot of running. I did some study on it the other day, how God held to his right hand. Man, I like that. I'm working a message up on that. He holds our right hand. Whew. I can't wait to preach it. I'm not ready to preach it yet, but... Boy, the day she said it to me, it just went right through my heart. Do you ever have someone say it and just prick your heart? Man, I went home, looked that scripture up. I've read it over and over. But boy, now it really means a lot to me. But this scripture I'm going to give to you right here is Isaiah 42:5. By the way, let me give you that verse, 41:13. It's not about my message tonight, but for the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand. See, 41:13, how many see that? For the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. If you're going through some troubled waters and some heartaches and some sorrows, let me say something to you. You know they have a picture called the footsteps, and you didn't go by yourself. Let me tell you something. He's got a hold of your hand. He's holding your right hand. And you're not, even though you're, by the way, we're not holding his, he's holding ours. We let go. He never lets go. We're in the hollow of his hand. Amen? Well, look at Isaiah 42:5. Now we're getting back to the creation. Thus saith, boy, when you see this, perk up because God's trying to tell you something. Thus saith God, the Lord. Can you go any higher than that? You think we ought to listen to what he's saying? Hey, God Almighty's talking. We better listen. What are you saying, Lord? He that created the heavens and stretched them out, just threw them out, Phil. Took those stars with a span, the Bible says. Boy, what a big God. We'd get crushed by one. He took it. What a big God. Can you imagine that? He spread forth that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. Man, I like that. If you didn't have Genesis 1:1, there would tell you that God was the creator. Amen? How many are still with me? Look at Isaiah 40:22. Isaiah 40:22. I mentioned this a few weeks ago in Sunday school or some, and I caught myself. And I should have made a statement afterwards. I'm going to make sure I say it to you tonight. It is he that sitteth upon the circle. Work with the circle, that word circle. Circle of the earth. How many see that? The heavens are like grasshoppers. You know, I mentioned Christopher Columbus. He came here in 1492. He knew that the world was round. Now, we didn't have the King James Bible at that time. But, you know, the King James came from the Textus Receptus. And I guarantee you, even though he didn't have a King James Bible because it hadn't been printed yet, he had a text. He had a text script manuscript that told him about that. Amen. I don't know if there's a volcano or some Vulgate. I don't know if that would be it or not, but I guarantee you that might. I don't know if that came from Antioch or. Yeah. Anyways, it was in Latin, and he got it. And I'm gonna tell you the reason he knew the reason Christopher Columbus knew that the Earth was round. He just read the Bible. It said the circle of the Earth. Can I tell you the most scientific book that your child can read, that you can read? It's the Bible. The most updated book, the most deepest book in all the world is the Bible, the King James Bible. Amen? And it's God said the earth was round. He said it was a circle. And boy, that's they didn't know that till years later. Huh. Boy, the world's always, Brother Coolidge, the world's just trying to catch up with God all the time. Look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. Lift up your eyes on high. Behold who hath created these things. Oh, I love it. And bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. You ever go out in the summer night when it's real nice when you look up and there's a whole canopy in the skies and thousands of stars. Isn't that exciting? And boy, you say, wow. And I look and I say, man, God, you are, if you can't get excited about looking up and seeing the creation of God, something wrong. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And God says, just look up. Look up. That's the rational sinner. The rational sinner, he said there's no God. The creation's a preacher. The creation says there's a God. Amen? And so, we see here that God made the stars. Now, I gave you a paper. Look at the paper I gave you. And I'm going to, for sake of going through all, here's some pretty amazing and interesting facts. Scientists out there, for all the students who have had a hard time convincing people regarding the truth of the Bible, here's something that shows God's awesome creation, that he's still in control. Did you know that the space program is busy proving that what has been called myth in the Bible is true? Mr. Harold Hill, by the way, this is not new. This has been, Brother Phil, this has been around a long time. This has happened several years ago. This is in 2008. They've had this thing for quite a while. But God's awesome creation that he's still in control. Did you know that the space program is busy proving what we call myth is to be the Bible truth? Mr. Harold Hill, president of Curtis Engine Company in Baltimore, Maryland, a consultant to the space program, relates to the following development. And what they're saying, to make a long story short, their computers project all the planets move, and they want to send satellites up there. Well, they can't send a satellite if that planet's going to, in that rotation, it's going to be in that orbit. They can't. They got to make sure that their satellite doesn't run into it, they'll wreck their satellite. They cost millions of dollars because they don't care. You and I are paying for it with our taxes. Hello? And by the way, did you ever wonder why those planets stay up? You ever wonder why they don't collide into each other? Oh, I know comets do, but why does Jupiter and Saturn and Neptune and Mars and Venus and Earth and all the why don't they all just wobble up and spin up and get out of control? They don't, because God's put them there. And God keep just like God when he made the Earth, he said that the waters could not flood the Earth. He put boundaries. See, everything obeys God, but man. Even the waters obey him. The animals obey him. The wind obeys him. Man's the only way, only one disobedient. That and fallen angels and the Satan. Amen? Are you still with me? Well, Jimmy, they're working on this, and they're saying, man, we got to figure this thing out so we don't wreck one of these satellites that's going up there. Well, they put it in a computer and they're trying to figure out how their projections, and all of a sudden they figured, if you can read it on your paper, they figured out, hey, there's 24 hours missing somewhere. Man, how can this be possible? This ain't the Bible telling. They said the scientists said, we got a problem. NASA, hold on, we got a problem. Don't launch yet. We can't come up with 24 hours. And then one boy went to school, the Sunday school, said, hey, I remember my Sunday school teaching me about Joshua. He was in a battle. And he asked God to stay the sun. Well, let's look at what God did. Look at that in your Bible. Look at Joshua chapter 10. Joshua chapter 10. And look at verse 12. I'll read 12 through 14. Joshua's near the front of your Bible. Joshua, right up. Yeah, keep going. Deuteronomy, keep going. You're real close now. And Joshua chapter 10, verse 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. He said in the sight of Israel, I'm in Joshua chapter 10, verse 12. How many have got it? You got Joshua 12, 10? Yeah, 10, 12. What did I say, 12, 10? Well, try 10, 12. That's better. Break or break. Okay, 10, 12. Joshua said, he said, in the sight of Israel, I like it when the man of God just steps out in faith, trusts God, what he tells him to do, and then people see the hand of God. That's when you know you got a real preacher, by the way. Son, stand thou still. And moon in the valley of Ajon, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged them. Wow. Man. Yabba dabba doo. He stopped the sun. By the way, do you know how God stopped the sun? The sun, everything rotates off the sun's gravitation. The gravitational pull on the sun's gravitational pull on the earth turns the earth. Of course, God, now this is all God's creation. It's all his master plan. So if you turn the juice off of the sun, if you cut the gravitational pull, I know I've taught this in this church, but it was fun reading it again, Phil. if you cut the gravitational pull of the sun off the earth stops moving because there's nothing turning it. Hello? Is anybody home? Well, they figured out, Bill, that it was off for 23 hours and 20 minutes. 23 hours, but we got to come up with 24 hours. So now, well, that's not all the way true then, preacher. If God's Bible is perfect, you'd have a complete 24 hours. But they kept reading their Bible, and they found out what God did another time. And so, so with Joshua, they lost 23 hours and 20 minutes. And then, look at 2 Kings. Keep turning up. 2 Kings chapter 20. And look at verse 9 through 11. 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20. Keep moving up where you were. Verse 9, Isaiah said, this sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? Hezekiah answered, boy, God did a lot for Hezekiah. He gave him 15 more years of life. Now he's doing this for him. You know, Hezekiah really got a lot. God really did some special things for Hezekiah, didn't he? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return. In other words, go back. Wow. Go back 10 degrees. hey, this is, you know, we last Sunday we changed our, we went forward, then fall, you fall back. We go back in 60 minutes. They were doing that time change thing before we got here. Are you with me? That's a joke. Oh, well. God has his on a 40-minute thing. And anyways, watch this. They said, the shadow turned backward 10 degrees. Isaiah, the prophet, cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards. See that in verse 11? By which it was gone down in the dial. Now notice, that 10 degrees is exactly 40 minutes. So 23 hours and 20 minutes, and 40 minutes, that's 24 hours. And once again, God's Bible teaches the scientists what's true. Don't turn your King James Bible in. It's the most scientific book, up-to-date book you got. It's always, always, always true. And the reason people don't believe it sometimes, it's so far advanced above people. See, you got a lot of times you just got to believe it by faith. That's where it's at, faith. Amen? And listen, this is just one of many things God's word always proves to be true. Always remember this, and I'm all done. Let God be true and every man a liar. We're living in a world today that is getting more wickeder and wickeder, and people are going to keep on saying, no, the Bible's not true. That's, you know, they're going to keep challenging you on everything. You just stay with your Bible. Don't let loose your Bible. And let God be true. Let God be true. And by the way, this is an extra IGA coupon. Doesn't cost you nothing. It's freebie. The Old Testament covers 4,000 years, and the New Testament covers 2,000 years. So man has only been here 6,000 years. When they start talking about Cro-Magnon man and all these guys going back billions of years, get something, clean your ears out, do something, blow your nose, or, you know, go get a sandwich, you know, because those idiots don't know what they're talking about. My ancestors started 6,000 years ago in the Garden of Eden. His name was Adam. He had a bride that God gave him. Her name was Eve. She's the mother of all living. And that's where it all started. And it only dates back 6,000 years. You say, what about all these fossil things and all these things? How, these tests prove it. Only thing those tests, it says, well, that carbon test proves that it's 5 million years old. All it can tell me is that their carbon test is messed up. They need to get a new carbon machine, amen? We've only been here 6,000 years. 6,000. That's all, folks. 6,000. Don't let people mess your mind up. 6,000 years. Man's been on earth 6,000 years. Jesus is coming back. Hold on to your Bible. Believe your Bible over any man. Your Bible. Brother Mike, your children, you teach, I'm glad you teach. You teach your children. You believe God's Bible over anybody. I don't care if it's your teacher, preacher, anybody. You believe the Bible no matter what man says. Let God be true and every man a liar, because the title of the message, God is always right. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we're thankful you're always right, and because you always are right, I can talk about heaven to people. I can talk about a new heaven, new body, new earth. Father, I can talk about getting a body that's never going to be sick, never going to die. Father, I'm excited about all the things you tell me about the future, and I know that you're right, because all things, everything you say is true. And Father, I'm just so thankful that you told me in the Bible that you love me and that you died for me, and that you rose that third day, and that your precious blood covers all my sin. And Father, I'm so thankful I can believe every word that you say, and my people can believe it. And Lord, your Bible tells me that you're the creator, that you made all things for your honor and your glory and your majesty. And everything was created by God, by God and for God. And so, Lord, we praise you on your creation. We thank you for letting all, for all the stars and the planet and the sun and the moon. And, Lord, I just pray that as our people are being challenged, especially our young people, Lord, that in the classes today, not in our school, but the public schools and worldly schools, Lord, they're challenged. Their faith is challenged by all kinds of evolution and things like that. Let them know, Father, that the Bible is the truth, and they can believe what the Bible teaches them. Help them to have faith in the truth of God's word. Help them to have strength and security in your final authority. And Lord, bless our people tonight. I wonder, right before we go home tonight, it's a little bit after 8 o'clock, how many could say, "Preacher, I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven." Could you raise that hand? "I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven." Thank you. You may put them down. Is there anyone tonight that say, "Preacher, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I'd sure like to know when I die, I'd go see Jesus. Pray for me." Anyone like that? "Pray for me. I'd really like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Pray for me." Maybe you say, "Preacher, I know I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, but I have had people challenge me about my faith. I pray that God will give me courage to stand in his truth. Pray for me that I will stand for his and have courage in his truth." Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Yes, ma'am, I see that. God bless you. Yes, ma'am, I see that. God bless your heart. Heavenly Father, help us to stand and to stand strong and to stand with faith, not wavering. Help us to be like Psalms 1, planted by a river, and Lord, that with deep roots. And Father, I pray with all my heart that you would bless our Christians here and give them an extra measure of faith. Because Lord, in the day we live in, the people are going to be challenged all the time on different issues of life. They're going to be challenged. And I pray as they're challenged that their faith would rise to the occasion. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. May God bless you. I'm glad you came tonight. Amen. See you Sunday and Saturday.